Yeah, we started doing stuff with the First Tee program. Obviously, when it comes to the youth and cannabis, it's a very fine line there as far as how you market. So with us, our members just go out, we raise fundraise, and then we just donate that money to the First Tee program. So that goes towards what they're doing for the kids. Basically, up in the Bronx, I've been working with that course at Moshaloo. And then also with the PGA Hero program. That's a program for veterans.
Okay.
So getting them involved. A lot of veterans also turn to cannabis for, PTSD, you know, PTSD, substance abuse, mental health. So helping in both of those aspects, I think, with such a strong community and all the resources that we have because of who we're targeting, being able to make a very strong impact in any one of those industries or in any of them, regardless, I think it just makes it makes the workload a lot lighter for all the other companies in the industries.
Okay, and we are back here with another episode of Meet Unshackled, live here at the CWCB event 2024. This is your host, Max Uhas from Dope SEO, and I'm very excited to introduce our next guest here, Billy, from
Rolling Green.
Rolling Green. Move your mic a little closer. I want to make sure everybody hears it.
Yep.
So it's Billy from
Rolling Green Golf Club.
Rolling Green Golf Club. So wait. If I don't know what Rolling Green Golf Club is, are you saying that you actually have a golf club for cannabis smokers?
100%. We are New York City's first and only golf cannabis club.
Golf cannabis club. What does that mean? Like, do you guys have a course?
So we have courses. So we go to courses throughout the city, throughout the state.
Okay, because I was envisioning like a golf course grown in the middle of a giant outdoor cannabis field that you do, like you just kind of cut your own green holes and shit, and then like, oh, you hit your ball, you have to walk through the farm, you know?
Yep. No, our flagpoles are Gorilla Glue number 3 strain, you know,
yeah,
and
that's what
straight out
like,
a hole, and that's what you aim for.
That's dope.
And anything that falls off the tree, you get to keep.
You guys have like air fresheners like through the you're like, hey guys, we're gonna.
It's the freshest as our pack. You just open it. Just the edge of it and the smell comes out.
Yeah, dude, that'd be great. Like, you make it, if it was like up in smoke, you know what I mean? When they made the car out of the weed, like if you make the stick out of the thing and then you light it on fire, do it like an incense stick. I just came up with the best
just
idea.
Just like one big roll joint with a nice little head.
Yeah, and it's like hit the ball towards the weed and then and enjoy it.
And smoke your club.
I don't even know why they ever made me a host of this show because when I'm by myself, this is where it goes. It just goes into squirrel land. So
with it.
Tell us more about get back on track, Max. Rolling Green Cannabis Club.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the founder of this.
Yes, sir.
So I'm assuming you really love golf.
Do.
Okay, he said dude.
I do.
Okay. do you want to talk? I mean, because I feel like this is, and it's funny, I actually had a client meeting earlier this week with another client who is also a golf and cannabis enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we want to do like a sports and weed like podcast thing, like entertainment network. Funny enough, that meeting was yesterday. Here we are sitting here. So I think I'm going to connect you guys because they want to literally go and like travel and do like features and interview companies like you to like get them on.
Yeah.
So as a club, you're saying this is – so is this like expandable to where it's like, hey, you can be part of – you know, Rolling Green Cannabis Club in New Jersey or California, wherever there's golf.
Denver. Okay. So wherever it's legal, wherever the municipalities, the cities,
the governments are allowed,
we're working on it.
Okay, but do you have like a membership card?
Yeah, actually you get a membership card that attaches to your golf bag.
Hells to the yeah, that you're like, it's like your secret, like wink, wink. Yep, oh, you play here? Yes, and I'm also in the...
I'm with those guys.
Yeah. Dude, that's dope. Okay, so tell me about, like, what brought this upon as an idea? And, like, how do you get away with this? Because, like, explain. I really want to know how this works. Okay.
So, for me, growing up in high school, I played golf. My family was in New York City. We were from Suffolk County.
Okay.
We moved to Atlanta in 1993.
Okay.
We moved down south, grew up, you know, around cow pastures, farmland.
That sounds like
so there's nothing to do but hit golf balls, bro. Hit golf balls.
Is that how you got
counts.
Into golf? Just by being bored?
Literally, my neighbor, my best friend, Brandon Jones, he introduced me to golf, gave me a golf club. I swung it. I hit the ball. It hit a tree. It ricocheted. It hit him.
And you were like, this is awesome. I want to do this every day.
So I'm seeing my friend wincing in pain. I'm laughing. He's okay. And I'm like, dude, this is actually kind of cool.
This is cool.
And so I started playing.
Okay. Like,
and then that was it.
All right.
Then I've been playing ever since. Fast forward now.
Now you're like, I'm in New York. Weed's legal. Let's start a cannabis club for people that love golf and cannabis.
And ever since I've been around golf, even in high school till now, I've either come across the golf carts that got returned with weed all over it from the people playing, or as I got older and smoked, I was the guy in the golf cart smoking weed, leaving the roach.
Right.
So it's like, sorry for anybody that had to clean my mess. Normally, I'm a very clean person,
now,
but I'm sure there's been a couple instances.
Do you think golf is more fun when you're smoking weed?
For sure. Okay. I mean, and especially with our community of very high-functioning and well-to-do individuals.
All right.
They're able to balance that lifestyle of the cannabis and their personal life as well with their golfing. So for anybody who's been on the golf course, if you see somebody who's halfway decent, they're pretty serious. I'm sure even in their own life, they've got some things together, and they're very much willing to achieve a goal. So being able to bring somebody with that mindset of, hey, I come across an obstacle, I'm going to work around or through it. And you do that with golf. You end up in bad shots. You have to work around or through it. And to improve your own golf game just means there's something about you willing to go that extra step. So finding those individuals who
I've never heard anybody put it that way.
Yeah.
I also don't play golf or talk to a lot of golf people.
Sure.
But that's a really good analogy.
It's like skate. You can translate into skateboarding. That's another thing I've been doing.
But like, you did it for golf, and I was like, wow, I respect golfers so much more now.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. You're literally, it's the only sport where, even I think Michael Jordan said something like, "Hey, I can shut down a defender. I can create an offensive opportunity," and he's going against a team. Right.
It's you versus yourself.
It's you versus you. If you can't repeat that swing, if you can't course manage, if you can't risk manage, those are those life skills that are kind of applied in golf and a lot of sports, but really in golf because it's really a mirror reflection of like you. You did that shot, and that's how you ended up. So you're either taking yourself out of a good or bad position, right, when it comes to golf. And so for anybody who really is able to just – mitigate and manage that thought process and still can enjoy something like cannabis, whether the reason is for health or social, you know, those individuals are the ones that I feel we can really make an impact in the community and to be able to put ourselves together and help grow not only the culture of cannabis but also the game of golf
and bring golfers who enjoy cannabis
and
together
bring golf,
because I don't think that's something that would normally talk about.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, just to be, I mean, when you think about a golfer versus a stoner, you know what I mean?
They're two polar opposites.
But obviously there are plenty of golfers who enjoy cannabis.
For sure.
So I think if anything, it's more of an eye-opening kind of like, I feel like you should, dude, you could start the coolest Warriors gang.
That would be funny. That would be great.
You know what I mean?
That would be great.
Because there were the guys with the baseball bats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys could be like the guy, oh, shit, with like the golf in the knees.
So the baseball bats, we got golf folks.
You got golf bags.
I got 14 different weapons in my bag.
Bro, you could be like Casey Jones from Ninja Turtles where you're just like, I'm taking out the 9-iron. I got the wedge. Yep. Like, yeah.
Didn't Casey Jones use a club?
He had a hockey club, but he carried around a hockey bag.
I feel like at some point, maybe at some point he used a golf club.
I want to say he did use golf. If you go to like the old school, I'm a nerd, so if you go back to like the old school, like Eastman layered like TMNT, when they introduced Casey Jones, Casey Jones had a bat, but he also carried golf clubs. You know what I mean? And he also had a big ass wooden stick. He had anything that was like I'm going to hit you with a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also had his staff, but he did carry golf clubs in a golf bag.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm just saying, like, if there was ever like an idea, it's like, hey guys, we're gonna have a themed Halloween party.
That could be a cool graphic on a T-shirt.
You know
like
what I mean?
Casey,
yeah,
you know, put the whole
golf clubs
outfit him on some gear.
Yeah,
that's a cool idea.
I don't know. I'm a branding marketing guy, so it's like I'm just like
I'll give you credit for that one. We'll put it out there. I'll give you credit.
Yeah, I'm good with like just rabbit random thoughts.
That's
just
funny.
That'd be sick. All right, so the clubs in New York.
Yep.
How does it work?
So clubs in New York, our membership is a total of 200 members.
Okay.
Logistically, we don't want to bring, you know, 500, 1,000 people to a golf course.
Right.
he'll just tear it out.
Oh, so you guys like go in and rent the course for a day?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Okay, so this is like a one. You come in, rent the course. Everybody comes.
Enjoy a round. We do a 9-hole round, so we keep it short, sweet, simple, so the members aren't really overworked. It gets a little tiring if you play a full 18. You
can believe it.
Four, yeah. Five, 6 hours
especially
out there.
With 200 guys and everybody's waiting for their turn and smoking weed.
Yep.
Somebody's having a conversation on the green, and somebody you're like, "Go,
What happened to Bob over there?
Oh, they were doing tabs. He's taking a nap in the cart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
he'll wake up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So,
like with this though, do you guys play competitively or is it more of like a friendly game?
Yeah, it's a 4-man scramble format. So we keep it where it's competitive. It's fun.
Right.
You know, we don't do really a stroke play. So we're not looking for like individual. It's a 4-man format. Okay. So they go out 9 holes, have fun. We've got our vendors that come out to the hole. So we'll do like a contest at the par 3, like closest to the pin, long drive.
Okay.
Hole in one competition. So there's like little games within it just to make it fun. And then after that, we have a private rooftop lounge. So we partnered with a restaurant group here in New York City that has some venues.
All right.
Working with them. So whenever we were there, it shut down specifically for our members. Food and beverages included.
Nice.
As long with infused food. So we offer both sides of it.
Nice.
Vendors are there. We get special guests to come by. And it's a great way just for the members to kind of loosen up a little bit more, network, start meeting everybody. A great networking event. And then they get their little goodie bags from our vendors that come out there and all of our sponsors. On the cannabis side and on the golf side. So it's a great way for members to be a part of something where they're getting something out of it and there's value there for them. But then the community that we build is so strong that as we get ready to create more opportunities for charitable events, whether for the youth or for the military through the First Tee program. Yeah, we started doing stuff with the First Tee program. Obviously, when it comes to the youth and cannabis, it's a very fine line there as far as how you market. So with us, our members just go out, we raise fundraise. And then we just donate that money to the First Tee program. So that goes towards what they're doing for the kids. Basically up in the Bronx, I've been working with that course at Moshaloo. And then also with the PGA Hero program. That's a program for veterans.
Okay.
So getting them involved. A lot of veterans also turn to cannabis for PTSD, substance abuse, mental health. So helping in both of those aspects, I think, with such a strong community and all the resources that we have because of who we're targeting, being able to make a very strong impact in any one of those industries or in any of them, regardless, I think it just makes it makes the workload a lot lighter for all the other companies in the industries.
Truth. And you're bringing people together, and it's like you're paying it forward.
You have to.
You're creating an event. You're creating a venue. You're creating an experience, but you're also like doing better and like helping people out with that. So I think that's amazing. So if somebody... And I'm assuming because this is in New York. Is this just for 5 boroughs or is this all over?
Yeah. So 5 boroughs. Chapters are based on location, obviously, which goes into the logistics of getting everybody
you
on the course.
You guys could totally start a gang. You know what I mean? Like you said, chapters. Like,
think of the Hell's Angels. We're like the Hell's Angels of golf and cannabis.
You could totally start a gang. Yeah. You'd be like, we're the upstate chapter. We're the Rochester chapter.
Yeah.
Buffalo. You know what I mean? Like.
It's a lot of opportunities.
So, we get like motorcycle patches. I mean, that would be crazy if you guys all showed up to the golf course in like with the vests,
and leather chaps.
Yeah, the leather chaps with like with like your name and whatever and like the insignia. But it's like weed golf clubs. Yep. Like, oh, dude, that would be fucking awesome.
The goal is to eventually have 200 chapters with 200 members per chapter across the U.S. Just here in the Northeast, I want to get 10 chapters between the states up north that are legal, which incorporates, you know, Mass, New York, Jersey. So, and then that eventually creates a network that goes all the way out across the country and eventually around the world. You know, because there's golf courses out in Scotland and
I guarantee you, you know what's even funnier? So, like, all you got to do is be like, hey, do you play golf and like weed? Like, who wants to start a chapter? And especially wherever there's like a good course.
Yeah.
And it's legal.
The scalability is definitely there, you know, and that's where I think some of the partnerships that we've had have been very interested on how we're scaling this.
Right.
And I mean, eventually if there's a company like Barstool Sports that steps up and says, hey, you guys are really creating something big. They're a huge entertainment as well, what they offer. You know, I would love
I don't know. I'm going through like in like my brain's firing off. What was that motorcycle show?
West Coast Choppers?
No, I'm not talking about the one. I'm talking about the really where it was like the motorcycle chapter with. Now it's like Mayans, but it was originally
the One Percenters.
No, it was a TV show. It was just like a, it was like a. Sons of Anarchy.
I was like, in my head, I was seeing a picture of a dude with the jacket.
I'm just thinking like Sons of Anarchy, where like you guys all have like golf carts instead of like motorcycles. That would be awesome. And you're like, yo, I got the golf balls. You know, you got the new clubs. Like, yeah, we're gonna deliver the clubs to our brothers down south.
That'd be sick,
dude. That would be the craziest spinoff parody show ever. You know, and it's like,
I think we need you on board for some of these marketing ideas.
I think that just for like marketing, it's like, what do you do? It's like, you ever, like, people think that there's like a whole way to spin this to where look, we're join the club, and everyone was like, holy shit, that's funny. I want to get that.
Yeah.
Stickers.
Yeah.
You know,
magnets.
Yeah.
You know,
and tattoos.
Mom can get a tattoo on the arm.
Mom, really great.
You're a founding member. Like, we're going to tattoo you in. And then, like, you were.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be awesome. All right. So, how do they join?
So, right now, memberships just opened up. So, they can go on to the Instagram or on our page. Instagram or our page is Rolling Green GC, like golf club, one word. Or rollinggreengolfclub.com.
Okay.
Just go on there. You fill out the application. It takes a couple days. It goes through a vetting process.
How do you vet people?
So we look at a couple things. One of the things I look at, have you been a member at a course before? Are you in good standing?
Like, when you say a course, like, you mean like...
Yeah, so if they're a member at, like, say, Cherry Valley Golf Course, which is a private course in Long Island, you know, we can contact them, make sure they're in good standings. Look
pay
at, do they live in the area?
Yeah. You don't cause trouble.
Yep. So that's really it. So we look at that. We look, you know, what's your professional background? Do you work in corporate America? We don't want to get too – I don't want to get too detailed into their personal information. I want people thinking that we're trying to, you know, collect data.
You want to get an idea of who you live in.
We just want to get an idea of who you are. Do you have social media? Can we take a look? Stuff like that. So we want to make sure that everybody in the club is there not only to get all the great benefits but also add some value.
So they become an initiate in the gang.
That's your initiation. Yeah. And then once you're applied, you take
Is it a pledge? You become a pledge?
So, yeah, you become a founding member. So the first 50 are our founding members. After that, our membership is just an open membership up to that 200 mark. So once we get to 200, we close it. And, we're about 50% full right now.
Per golf club?
Per chapter.
Per chapter. And does the chapter have a specific golf club that they're assigned to? Or is it just like for a specific
So they'll
area?
Have a home course that will essentially be like their main one we'll do most of our events at. It'll be big enough to house and we'll have all the amenities that we're looking for. Okay. And then with the other partnerships of the courses, those are when we do our different outings. So we'll do two a month. One's going to be typically at our home course. The second outing is where we get to try a private course that you may never be able to step foot on because you can't get a membership or because tee times are just so hard to get. I know Bali is one of those courses. It's open to the public, but
you're not booking it for the day.
You're a week or two out, maybe a month out before you can book, and then it's $300 to get on the course.
Right.
Then by the time you're done playing, you're spending $400 or $500 for the day. Yep. So with our memberships, it's $350 a month.
Okay.
So you're getting the two golf outings. All of our cannabis sponsors, they add in for our goodie bags. When you add it all up, it's about $1,000 of value there between your cost of your golf and your cannabis that you get included with the package, besides just the networking.
Yeah, well, I think for anybody that enjoys cannabis and enjoys golfing, like, just being able to play with other people who enjoy what you enjoy makes it that much more of an experience versus anything else.
Yeah. It's a wonderful experience.
Okay.
And it's wanted to grow. You know, it keeps growing.
Oh, I believe it. 100%. Yeah. Like, dude, it's the best time, man. It sounds so much better than just like, oh, I'm going to meet Morty from work, you know? And we're going to play golf and talk about work. It's like, you can actually, like, experience other people, like, who...
And you don't necessarily have to be a good golfer either. I've had people say, oh, man, I don't golf. I wish I... I'm like,
I'm
no,
a
you don't.
Golfer.
We have the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
So you can definitely join in for that. If you want to join in for the golf aspect and the social, we have that option. But with the membership for everybody, I've got some professional coaches that are part of the community. So
really?
When we do go out and golf, you have a golf coach professional right there next to you that can tell you how to play your lie, what club to use, how does that putt going to roll. You know, most people don't get that unless you're at a high level, especially in golf.
Most
it's
people
expensive.
Don't get that.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Get that at all.
So that's included with it. I want everybody to feel like even if you're new to the sport, that you can still have fun with it. You can, we can get you to a level. We can get you to a point where at least you can go out there and have some fun, swing the club. And if you're already in that mindset of just as being a successful individual, that just adds another layer to an accomplishment. Oh, I learned how to golf now. You know, I've built a business or a brand, and now I can go out and play golf with my buddies.
Yeah.
So it's a great time, man.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. So they want to join. They've looked you up on Instagram or to
RollingGreenGolfClub.com. RollingGreenGolfClub.com. RollingGreenGC on Instagram. One word.
That's such a double entendre. I mean,
the Rolling Green.
Well, it's Rolling Green Golf Club, but if you had like a rolling machine built into a golf, like, dude, there's so much double entendre. Beautiful name, by the way.
I play with the GC a little bit. The G stands for golf, but it also stands for ganja. So ganja
right.
club,
so it's
golf
a ganja
club,
club, but it's like the ganja. You know, gang club also.
Throw your G's up, people. Throw the G's up.
GC. Billy, awesome. I really appreciate you coming out. Thank you,
man.
So much.
I appreciate it so much. It was a great time.
And listen, RollingGreenGolfClub.com, man. Go check it out if you want to get, you know, smoke some weed and play some golf with
some
really fun people.
Love to have everybody.
Absolutely. All over New York, coming soon to a state near you. We're out. I'll see you in the next one.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large-scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain-to-waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
Plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake. I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it. The results are, you know, above and beyond what I expect, you know?
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.